Hello and welcome to another episode of Corgitown USA. I am Candy. In my lap is Chuckles, our spokescorg.
I am Catherine. Next to me is Digby, my corg. Underneath me is Mortimer. Over there is Hammer. And somewhere around here is Booger.
Did I bring Hammer in? I don't think I remembered to bring him in. Oops. Sorry, Ham. I'll come get you. Hammer's my little degeneromyelopathy corgi, so he needs to be carried from room to room. And sometimes when I wrap him and get him set up, sometimes I forget to bring him in the room I'm in. He'll let me know, though.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think he likes it better that way when the others aren't bothering him.
He loves his mama, though.
He loves his mama, just not his proper and his sister.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show.
If you're new here, hi. We were just telling you about the Corgi Committee. We are here for you every week, all things corgi and pet parent lifestyle. Yes. Please like and subscribe. If you're not new here and you've been with us all four seasons, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than you know. That's how we're able to do these things. We're wrapping up season four.
We are wrapping up season four. Wow. Yeah. I can't believe we've done four seasons.
No, it's wild. Yeah, wild.
We started in my old office and then we moved it to here. Yeah.
I have more scars.
You have more scars.
I have more scars than when we started. What about you?
Yeah, a little bit. a few grayer hairs, just thanks to Marcus. You can't see them.
Well, we want to talk about IVDD, which is intervertebral disc disease. And that is a classification of illnesses having to do with the spine. There's a handful of them, but it's kind of a blanket diagnosis to cover a few different ailments that have to do with the spine. It is unfortunately very common in our beloved corgis.
Yes.
But we have a local friend with a corgi named Newton who has been on this journey. Should we bring on Cork Mom?
Absolutely.
Okay. Jessica, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Jessica. Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And we just love little Newton, so we can't wait for him to get better so he can come play and frap with us corgi friends.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I miss that corgi meetup so much.
I know. I mean, it's like so good for their souls and ours.
Yes. Sometimes I feel like it's better for us than them.
I mean, there's definitely that element. I don't think they care for as much work as we put into the parties, right?
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. They're like children.
Yeah, but they get to see their friends.
They care about seeing their friends. They care about seeing their friends' parents.
And the schmackos.
And the schmackos.
All the schmackos.
They don't care about the pretty tablecloths that we put out. They
know, that part's for us.
That is for us.
Yeah. We're having a big birthday party for Chuckles at a water park, at a doggy water park. And I have a bunch of little doggy takeaway bags to put together after the show today.
Fun. Oh, I love it.
They will like those, though. They will.
Yes, they will like those.
Okay. So before we digress any further, as we're known to do, so let's get back on track. So Newton has been dealing with IVDD, which means you, Jessica, have been dealing with that. Can you tell us kind of how this started? You know, what symptoms presented itself? How did you discover?
Yeah. So he didn't really have anything specific happen. My boyfriend and I were on a walk with him and someone had, I don't know if they cracked a bottle or what it was, but there was just a ton of glass on the sidewalk. And so my boyfriend went to go pick him up because we obviously didn't want him walking and possibly going in glass.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He just yelled. And it one of his right back side, and he just was so upset. And whoa. So we just like stopped for a second. And then I just picked him up a little bit differently than he did. Right. And he was okay. But I was like, okay, there's something bugging him. And he's super active. We go on like over a mile and a half, if not 2 miles worth of walks every day.
Wow.
He goes to daycare. We'd go hiking and stuff. So very, very active corgi. Mm-hmm. So it was just really odd. So we took like a day and a half to just have him rest. I kept him inside. And then it happened again, but he like screamed. And then he like started shaking in pain. And I was like, okay, this is it. We need to go in. So it was a Thursday. I was able to get him into the vet that Friday for a drop-off appointment. And they did x-rays and they said, okay, there's some mineralization between his discs. I want to say it was L3. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, okay, we need to do crate rest. And they then that's when the IBDD conversation started coming up. They said sometimes it equals surgery. Sometimes they can be on crate rest for 2, 3, 4 months and they can actually heal on their own. So I was like, okay. So then he was on a steroid, an antibiotic, and they gave me trazodone just to use sporadic.
Calm him down.
Yeah. And so they did the steroid where it was 7 days, twice a day, 7 days, once a day, and then 7 days every other day to like wean him off it. And yeah. Once that next Friday hit, when he was like getting weaned off from two doses a day to one, it was like that steroid was just masking it. So that Friday night, so a week later, that Friday night, he was having a really hard time. And that was the first day of once a day. Hmm. And then by Saturday morning, he was having a hard time walking. And so I freaked out, rushed him to ER. They said, okay, it is progressing. But it isn't to the point of surgery yet. So I'm like, okay. Brought him back home. That was at like 8 o'clock in the morning. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he couldn't walk on his own at all. His back legs were basically unusable for him. And so I brought him back in and then they gave me a pain med and they're like, okay, you need to see a neurologist as soon as possible. So I was like, okay, well, it was also the 4th of July.
Oh, so of course. These things never happen on a convenient schedule.
Yeah. And so thankfully, the way the 4th of July fell this year, it was on a Tuesday. So I called right away Monday morning and you need a verbal referral to see a neurologist from your primary vet. And so I basically blew up the phones of the office that morning. My vet was super great. Yes, go ahead. And so I called them. And the neurologist asked just for a ton of information about him. And then they asked for a video about seeing how he is trying to walk. And I still can barely watch the video now. And he'll be 6 weeks post-surgery in 2 days on Monday. Wow. And it's so hard for me to watch. And within 10 minutes, they called me back and they said, the doctors watched it. Bring him in right now. And
we have learned with IVDD from some of our past guests, including when we talked to bandits, that they need to be seen. Usually if it's IVDD quite to that presentation, that the quicker, the better, like time is muscle.
Yes. Yes. And with him, he declines just so fast that my vet was like, well, and I got to the point where I wanted surgery. I was like, with how fast he declined, being off that steroid, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to feel like he actually healed unless he has the surgery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that same day I brought him in, they checked him out and they said, we need to do an MRI and surgery today. And they did. Whoa. Everything. Yeah. So I like tried to stay off Google because you know what you find out when you start Googling.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know how much I was looking at. And it was just shy of $10,000 after everything.
Oh my.
So it was a lot to swallow, but he's only 4 years old. So it was a no-brainer. But it's a lot of money. So everything, the surgery, but he really didn't have, that's the most common question I get is, did he have an accident? Did he fall? Did he what caused it? And I really don't know, because I think at first we thought maybe my boyfriend picked him up funny. And I was like, there's no way him picking him up once would cause this, because his disc had herniated and his spine was 70% compressed. So that's why he didn't walk.
Yeah. That
poor
doesn't
baby that out.
So, yeah. I would,
no way that happened.
No, not in one. That is degenerative. I mean, I've been a massage therapist for 10 years and, you know, you get to know the muscles in it. That does not happen in one fell swoop. That wouldn't even happen with a traumatic car crash.
I'm glad you had steroids though, because ouch, ouch, ouch.
So I felt horrible once I saw the MRI. And so, I was thinking, and I started obviously doing more research, stairs, jumping on and off the couch, the bed, anything higher than 8 inches. The doctor said, absolutely not. So he'll never see a flight of stairs again. He will. I'm keeping him, like, if I'm moving him on and off the couch, my bed's too high. So he thankfully can't jump on and off that. But they said that, but the neurologist says they can even sneeze wrong and herniate a disc. So
yeah, it has to do with their bone structure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our beloved corgis. That's unfortunately one of the potential pitfalls.
Yeah. It's corgis, wiener dogs, basset hounds, any of those longer back breeds, which makes sense. And they also said his weight because there's more bearing on the spine. So he's at about 37 pounds now. He is a fairly bigger corgi. Yeah. So he's always been a little bit bigger. But they definitely want me to get him down 35, 34, see where he's at, and then we'll keep like revisiting. But
that poor guy, now you got to go on a diet.
I know. So, but they said all those things, but it just is so crazy because I can't like blame something, you know? So it was so hard for me to like try to not like blame myself. Maybe I did something wrong. And all the doctors were very good about, this is not your fault. There's nothing you could have done. Like this is a common thing, unfortunately. And so it was just good. I got him seen right away because he really did decline very quickly.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry that you've had to go through this. That's so incredibly traumatizing.
Yeah.
And stressful.
It was very, very stressful, but he's doing so good now. So I'm
so glad. We're so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And it, you know, especially like you go to the neurologist and show me a video. Okay, great. Get him in right away. Well, you're kind of grateful that a specialty doctor has room for him, but get him in right away is.
Yeah, that's always.
Yeah.
That is that lump in your throat that just.
Yeah. Bring him in right away. Is he coming home with me?
Yeah.
When you talk like that? Yeah.
Exactly. And I thankfully had a friend with me that could come with me at the time because there was questions I obviously still wanted to know the answer to, but was not in the mind space to ask, like, how long have you been doing this? What is the trajectory of this happening again? And I just was like, is he going to be okay? And I'm like trying not to
in
cry.
Your stress.
And
so, yeah. In your stress.
So it was great to have that support there. But the doctors that did Newton surgery, I mean, there were two that were like specifically with him, and I could have sat there for an hour and asked questions. They didn't rush me. They didn't, were very calm when they spoke. They just were very, very, I'm trying to think of the right word, but they're very good at working through difficult situations.
Can you share where you went?
Yeah, it was the Veterinary Neurological Center.
Okay.
Phoenix.
Great.
Just Southern Phoenix. But and the neurologist, Dr. Knowles, who did his surgery, she came in to see him and kind of check in with him before. And she brought in a squeaky toy and he
pushed it
up. And so she had some treats. And so, but she was using that to help examine him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so cool just to like calm his nerves. And he was carrying that toy around everywhere. And she also saw me after for the 2 week post. She called me right after surgery. And so they really did a great job of always checking in with me and making sure that I didn't have any questions or I was uncomfortable at anything. And so I felt really safe leaving him there. And so it was the 3rd of July. And so I was pretty thankful he was there for the 4th. So there was no way he would be concerned about fireworks because he gets super scared.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'd hate to have him home, like the first day home and everyone's
blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or aggravate something when he's already in pain.
Yeah. He's already aggravated.
100%. Yeah.
You did say something and I just sort of want to point that out to our dear listeners, dear viewers, is that you had the opportunity to bring a friend. And I would say that anytime there's ever anything that starts to race your heart with your fur baby, you've got somebody.
That's me every day.
You've got somebody that you've got to call to go on that appointment with you to, you know, to go to the vet, to go whatever with you. And, you know, I've had that both in terms of my fur baby and, you know, in terms of my late husband, where it's so important. Don't try to be brave. And even your spouse, your significant other, somebody away from the situation, somebody a little bit away from the situation that can be level-headed for you, because then there's so much that happens. And if you don't have that, you start to say to yourself, well, what if I did? And what if I, and what, take that burden off of yourself, please, mm-hmm. dear listener, dear viewer. And that was so great that you were, that you've got that friend that was able to go with you and say, okay, I'm going to be calm for you.
Yes, yeah. It was huge. And she asked, which I'm so happy she did, because it's such an important question. She asked, what are the odds of this happening again? And yeah. I was obviously wondering that, but I wanted to get through right now first.
Right.
Exactly.
But she did say, as long as recovery goes well and everything goes well, the chances of him going through this again, let alone needing surgery again, is 15%.
Okay. That's
well, those
wonderful.
Are good numbers. Those are nice low numbers. I
wonderful
like
to know.
Right.
Wonderful
to again, yes, something I totally wanted to know, but was not anywhere near wanting to ask at that point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it was nice that she chimed in and asked all those things of like, how long have you been doing this? Do you do this surgery often and stuff? Because even if you see the best doctor, if they do the surgery once a year, you're not going to feel as comfortable as one who does it more often, which I would never wish this upon anybody, but right. It does happen. And so I want to make sure that he is getting the best care and
frequent practice.
Yeah,
yes.
The absolute yeah. best of the best.
Yeah, like for sure. So yeah, it was about a 4-hour surgery. So the longest 4 hours of my whole life.
Of course.
And they called me after the MRI, after surgery. And then they said the next morning was going to be the biggest test as to if his reflexes were strong enough. Cause they were like, otherwise him walking again might not be in the cards. And so I was like, okay, great. That's 12 hours from now. Mm-hmm. So it was a rough night, but
can you sedate me, please, doc?
Right. No kidding. Can I yeah. take something you guys don't?
Yeah.
So exactly. They then called me. They said they called me between 8:30 and 9 the next morning. They didn't call me till 10 after 9, which totally fine. But I'm sitting looking at my phone like it's 9:30. You're 9 o'clock. You haven't called me yet.
Watching those minutes. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. And she called me and she said, he's stronger than he was yesterday.
Beautiful. Yeah. So
way to go, Newton.
Way to go.
Yes. I was so excited. So happy. Good. And they said that next day would be transitioning him off IV meds over to oral pain meds. And then we could decide if I could bring him home.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. Then I got an update the next morning and she called me at, and I remember this, I might be crazy for remembering this, but literally at 8:33. And okay. I was like, oh, wow, this is different than yesterday. And she calls me and she's like, Jessica, he's walking.
Wow.
He got up and he's
walking. Of course you remember that.
And I started crying on the phone. She's like, this is the best recovery we've ever seen.
Aww.
This is
beautiful.
She's like, you can absolutely take him home today. What time works for you? And so she got everything ready. And he walked out. I lost it because he walked into the room to me.
Aww.
And it was just the coolest thing. And they did such a great job with him. I mean, his incision looks phenomenal. They even did a great job that way. And just, they called me like 2 days later, checking in on him. And so it was a great experience with them. I felt safe with them having him. And even for the 2-week follow-up, I saw the medical neurologist, Dr. Knowles, who did his surgery. I saw her again. And he's been walking. He was like trying to jump to say hi to her. And she's like, dude, you can't do that.
I'm like, no, sir.
was not a good thing. And no. But she just was so thrilled with his progress. They said he's the best looking patient that they've seen. They wish everyone would recover like him. And so it was just so cool how well he was doing and how happy they were. And so they said, so I know we're kind of going into one of the other questions that we were going to talk about.
Sure.
But okay. Like post surgery, so recovery, what that looks like.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how's he doing?
Yeah, so usually they do between 12 and 16 weeks of physical therapy. So you go to a physical therapist, they do an exam on them, and they look at the MRIs, all the surgery documentation, x-rays if they were taken, blood work, everything.
Okay.
You go in, check with them. They recommend some supplements. So Newton does have a few supplements he's on for the rest of his life now.
We've had Dr. John Waterhouse on.
Yes.
He runs a physical therapy veterinary clinic and he's educated us on some of that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're able to take care of Newton that way.
Yeah. And so he's on, so then they decide. So with Newton, he does like some stretches and they do some like massages. And then what he does is some laser therapy.
Oh.
So they have to do laser therapy around the incision, hopefully to try to help arthritis from not forming.
Extremely effective.
Yeah, yeah. Help the healing process. And then he'll work his way up to the water treadmill just as a good way for cardio. So I am so excited because I've seen videos of Corgi's doing the water treadmill.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited. But they actually knocked his down to 8 weeks because.
Whoa.
He's a little rock star.
Yeah, he's in such a good spot. The neurologist said he didn't need it, but I brought him anyway just because I wanted to make sure he had the best optimal recovery moving forward. But he's doing so well already. I don't even think they're going to have us go the 8 weeks. But he's doing so well. So supplements, Newton has Dasaquin Advanced, collagen, and then krill oil.
Oh, yeah. Krill oil is huge.
Yeah, we give those three every day. And then he does his little physical therapy twice a week. And we're like slowly working up the walk time. So like we started about 5 minutes and we went up to 10, 15, kind of 20. So just kind of work it up. But yeah, he's doing phenomenal. I'm so excited. He's raring to go. But
sure. I was going to say, are you having a hard time keeping him down?
The walks are helpful, but he's not going to be able to play with friends. Probably, I mean, they said 6-9 months is when we consider 100% healed. So probably closer to the 9 months of when like I'll feel comfortable bringing him around friends again.
Of course.
So that road is kind of long, but that's okay. As long as I can bring him on walks, I love bringing him to TJ Maxx. So as long as I can do things like that with him.
We live in Phoenix. We need air conditioned places to take our dogs.
So. I know. It's so hot, but as long as I can do those things with him and he can just be a dog and go potty by himself, go on walks.
Right.
Like that's all I care about. The friends can come later, but he's doing really well.
Well, I'm so glad this is amazing and good job, Mom. Pat yourself on the back for championing for his care and advocating for him and getting him really good care. He wouldn't been in that position with somebody who wouldn't have the forethought to do so.
Yes.
And we've learned a few things about IBDD from Dr. John Waterhouse and also Dr. Alan Christensen, who we've been trying to get him on the show. He's just got such a packed schedule. He's agreed to come talk to us. It's nailing him down, but he has dachshunds. So he does public speaking. We met him at the veterinary conference when we were there with Shade Out DM. And he talks a lot about IBDD. So if anybody's listening, he has a great little Instagram and YouTube channel where he talks a lot about this. But we've also had the family from Three Crazy Corgis. And they come on. They have Buttercup. And she has IBDD. And she is not able to walk. She had it, I think she said it too. I think she had one Buttercup. Yeah. And so she has to use a wheelchair and they have to express her bladder. So that's been, they've had to do that. Yeah, they've had to do that ever since it happened. And so we've learned that one, quick care is very, very important because you increase your chances of them being able to walk. And two, what you were saying, that expensive, long, invasive surgery does not guarantee that they will.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, and we know it's prevalent in corgis, and I'm glad that they gave you this. You said 8 inches tall is what they need to avoid of as far as
higher than that. Yes. They is a no-go.
Yeah. And that's, and I had a vet tell me that they should never jump higher than they are long. And so that's, okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And, but it's so hard with these corgis because they're kamikaze.
They need to jump.
Yeah. Oh, they're kamikaze.
They rule the world. Yes. And they are unstoppable. And I love that about them.
Same. But
yes.
Thrill seekers, though. Thrill yes. seekers. Give a run for their mothers and their fathers.
Yes.
I know. But yes, yeah, she was big on that. I'm trying to think of anything else that she said. But just really keeping them on the ground. Mm-hmm. Keeping their 4 feet on the 4 feet on the floor was her saying. And I mean, I agree. It just, mm-hmm. it's so, for especially for breeds like them who have so much more weight bearing on that spine.
Right.
It can happen and it's scary. And I just, because of stories just like Buttercup's, I wanted to bring him to physical therapy just to continue that recovery. Cause they say you have up to a year.
Yeah.
It's the surgery and then that's it. They're as good as they're going to get. And so mm-hmm. I want to give him all the capabilities possible. But I also did a ton of research on pet insurance mm-hmm. after the fact, obviously when it's just so helpful, but I have to say what I had learned about pet insurance prior to this happening was so different than what I know now. And so I'm so happy that we have social media where we all can connect just like how we did
yes.
and talk about things like pet insurance. Because when I first got him, in 2019, pet insurance was basically $100 a month. It covered nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if it took 30 days for them to review a claim, they took the full 29.
Right.
And I'd rather just put $100 a month away in another account.
Right.
And so now I've learned so much more about these other companies that have started either having pet insurance on top of the other ones, like if they have homeowners insurance or car insurance, then you can tack on pet insurance or the ones that are just specific to pet insurance. And the one I decided to go with him with, which I don't need to say it at all. If anyone wants to chat about it, they can, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm going towards one over the other, but there were a handful of them that I loved because they specifically called out IVDD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Then all of the recovery things that they would cover, the physical therapy I bring him to is called BARC. And so they have, and it's, I think it's Caring Animals is the pet clinic that they're like inside of.
Mm-hmm.
And they even have a sheet of like, here are the pet insurances that cover our services. And I'm like,
that's good.
I love that because yeah. again, I know none of those brands are $100 a month because I looked into them. But I also love that because IVDD is, you can recover from it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a handful of pet insurances that won't view it as pre-existing. So
okay.
a lot of them That's say, good. Okay, you can't have pre-existing conditions. As long as it's not a knee injury or a ligament issue, if they are completely symptom-free for a year and then something would unfortunately happen, there's a handful of pet insurances that won't view it as pre-existing and then will help you.
Well, that's okay. a really good tip.
Good yeah. to know.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So I really dug into all of like the fine print because I wanted to know if one, it's worthwhile for me to still get it. And I obviously hope we never go through that,
yes.
but I want to know I could get help payment wise. Yeah. And so that was really good to hear. So I was definitely against pet insurance because of what I learned when he was a baby, but now I feel much more confident in it. So
Especially for something, not that I want to go as far as calling it catastrophic, but a $10,000 surgery that you weren't expecting or budgeted for is pretty catastrophic. Right. And there's a high chance that your dog may or may not walk. Yes, that's pretty catastrophic. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we will let you go for the evening. We don't want to keep you all night, but we're so happy that little Newton is feeling better. And maybe next season we can do an update on how he's doing.
We would love to do an update on
Newton. Absolutely. He actually is sleeping right here. So I can let you say hi.
If you are listening to this broadcast, please go over to our YouTube channel so you can see little Newton here. He's precious
in all his cuteness.
Yes.
What a life. And in my corgi, nice corgi blanket.
Yes. We all have to have the corgi blankets.
Yes.
I have so everyone that's sold at TJ Maxx. I own. It's really anytime. Checks out. Finds one, you know, it just, I get them as gifts and I love it. I have everything. And I have the like bed sheets. I have the candles at the store. I have everything. And I always laugh because my boyfriend, when he knew about the sheets and I got rid of them because I put them away. Cause I'm like, this guy's going to think I'm nuts. Like the first time we hung it.
Oh my gosh.
He brought it up to me. I'm like, he's like, where are they? I want to see them. And I was like, oh, you can put a ring on my finger right now. You're fine with that.
Speaking my language.
Aww. It was great. And he loves Newton. Newton loves him. And so I was like, oh, if
good.
You love
he passed the Newton test.
Crazy yes. I am about corgis. This is meant to be.
Aww. Well, we definitely speak your language very fluently.
Yes. Yes.
Our voice resonates.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on and talking a little bit more about it because I have shared a story a lot on social media just for this exact reason that I don't want anyone to go through this. I would never wish it upon anybody, but if anybody does, I want them to know what to do, what to ask, where to go, what to say, because sometimes it, depending on the symptoms, you might not know right away, but if you don't get x-rays done, you could really close that window of them being able to recover.
Nice.
So like you mentioned earlier, and I know we talked about like timeline, like they have to see the vet quick and get imaged quickly to catch it. And so I know in corgis that it had it in two or three spots at one time. And so it's scary. And so I wanted to share it because then hopefully even helps one person of like, hey, cause it, I thought it was a hip issue because one of his legs, when he got upset, I would have never thought it was his spine.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that my vet just said, hey, can we do imaging? And I said, go for it.
Right.
And that's really what I think.
Yeah. Yes. Like a saving decision for sure.
And, and you know, it just to go over the series of events were just so random. Somebody dropped a bottle, pick up the corgi so that, you know, the corgi doesn't, the dog, whomever, doesn't go and get cut with the bottle. You know, then corgi screams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe we didn't pick him up right. And then he does it again. It's a really ridiculously random series of events that thankfully happened as quickly and in the way that they happened so that Newton's getting all better.
Care.
He got quick care.
That happened with Hammer's hip dysplasia. So I have a degenerative myelopathy corgi. And that's why we do the work we do with Shade Out DM is kind of what you're talking about is awareness. And with IVDD, it can look a lot like DM, but there are some, and there's no definitive diagnosis on degenerative myelopathy. No. You have to go off presentation of symptoms and you really don't know until a necropsy is done, which is very expensive. And I think there's only like three or four vets in the United States that do it. And it's a whole thing. There are things to look out for. IVDD, you know, it, as you said, is correctable. Degenerative myelopathy is not. They degenerate in front of you. But before that, he had hip dysplasia. And he's a rescue. So tried to cut his nails and it was just disastrous. And I've had seven corgis over 17 years. I'm used to cutting nails even from bossy, disapproving corgis. And this one was not letting me do it. So I took him to the vet. And I think that he got away from them and he had a limp after that. And they said, "We're so sorry. We tried to cut his nails and he fought us and now he has a limp. Don't worry. We'll cover x-rays. He was in our care." And then they said, "Uh-oh, we've got bad news. He didn't hurt anything when he did that, but now we are looking at his very nasty hips." So kind of similar in that you have this random thing that happens that you wouldn't have known otherwise. But yes, to that point, I just wanted to throw that in there that IVD and DM with DM, it's different. It's degenerative. It shows up later in life. A few things, a lot of the symptoms are the same, but if you have a younger dog that seems to be doing this, if they're dragging or if you suspect that it could be anything with their spine, quick care right away, get some imaging as quickly as you possibly can.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Again, I'm sorry that you've been through this whole harrowing thing, but I'm just completely elated that Newton is on the road to recovery and is going to be back to being his rambunctious self.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so very happy that he is doing so well. And thank you for letting me share his story. I know it is, like you said, it's really bizarre how we figured it out and got to this point. But I just think everything happens for a reason. And if I wouldn't have figured it out that day, or at least started paying more attention to him, how he was walking, how he was acting, and
could have gotten missed.
I don't know what might have happened. And so,
and we don't want to say about that. We want to say that he's doing wonderfully.
Yes.
Keep, you know, we keep our eyes open. We, you know, feel down their
pay
backs
attention to nuances,
pay attention to the, and how does that go? So,
Yay.
Well, big hugs to you and Newton, and thank you for taking such good care of him and taking time to share the story. And I'm so glad that he's on the road to recovery, and keep us posted on how he's doing. We'll do a follow-up.
We will.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your night.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm so glad that he is.
He's on the road to recovery.
Yeah. I mean, that's the scary part about IVDD is there's no guarantee. And a lot of them are not that way. We were glad to see Buttercup's doing well because Buttercup's in really, really good care. But yeah, she does have to use her wheelchair.
Yes.
And she does have to be expressed and things like that. And so she needs help. Right. And so I'm just so glad that Newton's doing well and that mom did a really good job on getting him quick care. So we hope that this episode helped you get some information. And if you like it, please like and subscribe and join us. We are wrapping up season 4. So we'll be back in a few months with season 5 for more Corgi Pandemonium.
Yes.
But we are approaching 100 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll be having our 100th episode celebration. Maybe we should have a party.
I think we should have a party. I think cake. Or pie.
Cat wants cake. No cake.
Pie.
No cake.
All right.
Parties or cake. Yeah. Pie or holidays.
I love
parties or cake. Yes. But anyway, we have nearly 100 episodes for you to check out on YouTube or your favorite audio platform every Thursday here for you. All things Corgi. Candy, Chuckles, the Corgi Committee.
Digby, Catherine.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.